A sealed vox chamber. Red emergency lights cast everything in crimson. The vox console is covered in blood, not his. A headset still rests on a man's head, the cables wrapped around his neck like serpents. His body slumps in the operator's chair, eyes open, but unseeing. Around him, scratched into every surface, are the same words repeated thousands of times. Caller number 4782, please hold. Daemons don't just feed on fear or pain. They feed on connection, on acknowledgement, on being treated as real. And there exists only one way to starve that hunger. To refuse to see them as anything more than caller number 4782 in the queue. This is the account of Vox operator third class Kyle Thorne, who survived 22 hours of demonic contact, not through faith, not through courage, but something far more disturbing, customer service protocol. He didn't defeat a daemon of Slaanesh. He put it on hold for an entire day. When the Inquisition asked how he survived, his answer was three words that would haunt them forever. I followed procedure. Vox operator third class Kale Thorne was nobody special. That truth must be understood first. He wasn't a hero. He possessed no uncommon faith in the Emperor. He was simply a man who had worked the same job for 8 years aboard the Imperial Navy vessel Eternal Vigil, a lunar-class cruiser assigned to patrol the Cadian Gate's outer reaches. His duty was to route Vox communications across 47 decks, 200 to 300 calls per shift. 90% were complaints. The other 10% were emergencies that would become complaints. He had long ago stopped caring which was which. His workspace was a sealed chamber in the ship's communications deck. Protocol Theta 7 required all Vox operators to work in isolation to prevent signal cross-contamination. The chamber measured 3 meters by 4. One chair, one console, one headset, one emergency door that sealed automatically during warp transit. 8 years, the same chair, the same console, the same headset. He kept a tally board on the wall. Days without someone screaming at me, 0. The streak had never reached 1 in 6 years. Kale had a single personal detail worth recording. Inside his helmet, he kept a picked capture of his wife. Not because he was sentimental. The adhesive helped cushion a loose fitting that gave him headaches. She had died 3 years prior during a genestealer incursion on Mordia. He'd filed the proper bereavement forms, taken the allotted 2 days of mourning leave, returned to his console. The galaxy didn't pause for grief. His greatest professional achievement was implementing a more efficient Vox routing protocol that reduced average call times by 12 seconds. This earned him a commendation note and a 2% salary increase. 47 thrones per month. He spent it on better grade caffeine substitute. The Eternal Vigil entered the warp on a routine transit. Destination, Cadian System. Estimated journey, 6 days. The Geller Field generators hummed their familiar rhythm, projecting their bubble of reality around the vessel as it slipped into the immaterium. Kale was routing a complaint from Deck 17 about protein rations when the lights flickered. The Vox console went silent for exactly 3 seconds. Then came the screaming, not over the Vox, through the walls. The Geller Field hadn't failed, not completely, but it had flickered, just once, just long enough.
The warp had touched the ship, and the warp remembered. Kale heard gunfire through his chamber's walls, las weapons, then bolt weapons, then sounds that weapons shouldn't make, wet, organic sounds that seemed to come from the guns themselves. Through his Vox console, he heard the command deck descend into chaos. Orders contradicted orders. Someone was singing. Someone else was laughing while they screamed. Protocol Theta 7 activated automatically. His chamber door sealed. Maglocks engaged. He was alone, protected, safe, and completely trapped. The Vox console lit up. Incoming call. Source: unknown. Authorization: none. Channel: all frequencies simultaneously. His training was automatic. He answered. Vox operations, please state your clearance code and the nature of your... The voice that interrupted him was like honey poured over broken glass. Hello, little operator. I can taste your loneliness from here.
Kale's hand moved toward the disconnect button, pure instinct. But the voice continued, and his hand stopped. Don't. If you sever this connection, I'll simply open your door instead. The door you're staring at right now. The one you think is locked. Nothing is locked to me, sweet thing. I am already inside. Through his chamber's viewing port, Kale saw shapes moving in the corridor beyond. Shapes that had too many limbs, too many eyes, too many everything. I am coming for you, delicious creature. I am going to peel you open like a fruit and taste every layer. But first, I want to talk. I want you to understand what's happening. I want you to feel it. Recognition makes the meal so much sweeter. Kale's mind emptied of thought. Terror did that. It erased everything except the lizard brain's three options: fight, flee, freeze. He couldn't fight. He had no weapon except a data stylus. He couldn't flee. The door was sealed until warp transit ended. So he froze. And in that frozen moment, his eyes fell on the manual beside his console. The Vox Operator Protocol Manual. 847 pages, every scenario covered. Except this one. The demon spoke again, closer now. You're so quiet. That's good. Silence is the first step toward acceptance. In approximately 12 seconds, I will melt through this door. Then I will show you pleasures and pains that would break a space marine. And you will beg for more. You will beg! Kale interrupted. I'm sorry, but I need to verify your authorization before we can proceed with this call. Can you provide your clearance code? Silence. Then laughter. It sounded like crystal shattering inside his skull. Oh, this will be delightful. Kale opened the manual to page 1. If he was going to die, he would die following procedure. It was all he knew how to do. What he didn't know, what he couldn't know, was that this decision would trap a demon in customer service hell for 22 hours, and that hell, it would turn out, was far worse than any torture Slaanesh could devise.
The demon's first approach was direct. It tried threats. I am going to reach through this wall and drag you, screaming, into the warp itself. Your soul will burn in her garden for eternity. Open this door. Open it now or face consequences beyond your mortal comprehension. Kale's response was automatic. He'd handled aggressive callers before. He consulted Section 3, Paragraph 2 of the manual, dealing with hostile communications. I understand you're frustrated, but threatening personnel violates Section 7 of the Vox Code. I'm going to have to file an incident report. For the record, can you spell your name? Silence. Then, my name. I am She Who Thirsts made manifest. I am the ecstasy of ruination. I am... So that's S-H-E. Can you confirm the spelling of ruination? Is that with one N or two? The temperature in his chamber rose 15 degrees. His console screen showed error, thermal anomaly. The daemon tried again. I am melting your door as we speak. Can you hear it? The metal is singing. It knows what's coming. It's excited by it. Kale glanced at the door. Part of the outer layer was indeed melting, dripping like candle wax, forming patterns that hurt to look at directly. But sealed Vox chambers had three layers. Security protocol. I'm detecting damage to Imperial property, Kale said, marking a checkbox on Form 17B, Property Damage Report. I need to document this. Can you describe what you're doing in your own words for the incident report? I'm going to open you like a flower, little man. I'm going to count your organs. I'm going to wear your skin like... I need you to focus on the door damage, please. Can you estimate the square footage of affected surface area? Hour two.
The demon changed tactics. It began describing what it was doing to the other crew members in detail. In exquisite, horrifying detail. Kale heard the words. Each one was a knife in his mind, but he had learned something in 8 years of customer service. You could hear without listening. You could process without understanding. It was a skill, a terrible, necessary skill. That information isn't relevant to this call, he said, interrupting a description that would have made an inquisitor vomit. Please stay on topic, or I'll have to terminate this connection.
You can't terminate our connection, sweet thing. I am the connection. I am in every wire, every signal, every pulse of data. I am your console now.
Kale checked his manual. Section 11, Unauthorized Access to Communications Systems. If you've compromised Imperial communications equipment, I need to contact my supervisor. Please hold while I transfer you. He pressed the hold button. There was no supervisor. There hadn't been one for 3 months. Budget cuts. But the hold music still worked. A scratchy, off-key recording of the Emperor's March. Played on loop. The same 15-second clip over and over. The demon screamed. It was a sound that bypassed his ears entirely and went straight into his brain. The walls of his chamber cracked. The console sparked. Blood began dripping from the ceiling, from nowhere, from everywhere, but the hold music continued. Kale waited exactly 90 seconds, standard hold time, then released the button. Thank you for holding. How can I help you today?
Hour five. The demon stopped screaming. When it spoke again, its voice had changed. Softer, almost gentle. Kale, may I call you Kale? he didn't answer. You've been alone for so long. 8 years in this box, 200 calls a day. Nobody caring, nobody seeing you. Just another voice on the Vox, just another number in the system. I see you, Kale. I see how empty you are. Kale's hand paused over the console. Your wife, Elena, you still keep her picked capture, not out of love, you tell yourself that, but out of habit. You've become a man of habits, haven't you? Wake, work, sleep, wake, work, sleep. No variation, no life, just process. You're already dead, Kale. You've been dead for 3 years. I can make you feel alive again. Section 8, Paragraph 4, Protection of Personal Information. Personal information cannot be disclosed over unsecured channels. I'm going to have to end this call unless you can provide proper... I can give you her bat. Kale stopped breathing. Not really her, of course, but something better, a version of her that never dies, that never leaves, that feels exactly like you remember. All you have to do is acknowledge me, just once, just say yes. One word, Kale. That's all I need. Yes. His hand moved toward the console, toward the button that would unmute his microphone, toward the single word that would end this. Then his eyes fell on the manual, page 847. The final page, the one nobody ever read, because nobody ever made it that far. It was blank, except for a single line. The Emperor protects, but procedures protect better. Some tech priest's idea of a joke, probably, but it made him laugh, a small, broken sound. I'm going to transfer you to Human Resources. There was no Human Resources Department. The ship's last HR administrator had been executed for heresy 6 months ago, but the transfer protocols still existed in the system. He transferred the call. The demon spent the next 40 minutes listening to a pre-recorded message about workplace injury procedures, read by a servitor whose voice synthesis unit had been damaged in a training accident. It sounded like someone gargling broken glass while reading legal documents. When it finally navigated back to Kale's line, its voice was different again. Angry, raw. You dare? Welcome back. Did you complete the workplace injury form? If not, I can resend you to that department.
Hour 9. Kale had stopped thinking. He'd entered a state he recognized from his worst shifts, complete disassociation. His body continued functioning. His hands moved across the console. His voice responded to queries. But he wasn't there. He was somewhere else. Somewhere safe. Somewhere that didn't require him to be a person. The demon seemed to sense this. Its voice became desperate. Why won't you just react? Fight me, hate me, fear me, give me something. You're bleeding. Do you know that? Your nose has been bleeding for 4 hours. Your eyes are bleeding. Your ears are bleeding. You're dying, Kale. Slowly, painfully, and you won't even acknowledge it. Kale wiped his face. His hand came away red. He noted this on Form 23C, Personal Injury Report, marked it as a minor workplace accident. Due to this injury, I may need to transfer you to another operator. Please remain on the line while I check availability. There are no other operators. Everyone else is dead. The ship is a garden of meat and screaming. You are the only one left. Thank you for that information. I'll update the personnel records. In the meantime, would you like to take a brief survey about your experience so far? Your feedback is important to us. The demon's response was incomprehensible, a mixture of rage and disbelief that manifested as a psychic shriek powerful enough to crack my console screen. But Kale had already opened the survey protocol. Standard 6 questions, multiple choice, mandatory for all extended calls. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being unsatisfied and 10 being extremely satisfied, how would you rate the quality of service you have received today?
Hour 14. The daemon tried everything. It cycled through every approach, every temptation, every terror it had accumulated over 10,000 years of existence. It offered him power, the ability to reshape reality with a thought. Kale transferred it to the equipment requisition department. It offered him pleasure, sensations beyond human capacity to experience. Kale transferred it to the benefits administration department. It offered him knowledge, the secrets of the warp laid bare before him. Kale transferred it to the training and development department. It offered him vengeance against everyone who'd ever ignored him, dismissed him, treated him as nothing. Kale transferred it to the conflict resolution department. None of these departments existed anymore. Most had been shut down decades ago, but their voicemail systems persisted, trapped in loops of outdated protocols and dead extensions. The daemon spent 3 hours navigating phone trees. When it finally returned again to Kale's line, it sounded exhausted, if such a thing were possible for a creature of the warp. "Please," it said, and the word was genuine. "Please just talk to me, not as caller number 4782, as yourself, as Kale. One real conversation. That's all I want. I've given you everything I can offer. I've shown you everything I am. Just acknowledge me. Just once. Just see me as real." Kale looked at his console. Call duration, 14:37:22. He thought about it. Really thought about it. For 8 years, he'd wanted someone to see him, to acknowledge him as a person, not just a voice on the Vox. And here was something, someone, begging for the exact same thing. The irony was almost funny. "I appreciate your patience," he said, his voice mechanical. "Your call is important to us. However, I'm not authorized to engage in personal conversations during working hours. Would you like me to transfer you to..."
"No! No more transfers! No more holds! No more protocols! Just be a person!"
Section 4, Paragraph 9, Maintaining Professional Boundaries. "I understand you're frustrated, but I can only assist you within the scope of my authorized duties. If you require personal counseling services, I can provide you with the contact information for..." The daemon screamed, not in rage this time, in despair.
Hour 19. The demon's voice had changed again. This time it was quiet, almost defeated. "You've won. Not through strength, not through faith, through sheer mechanical indifference. You've made existence meaningless. You've turned interaction into process. You've taken something that should be significant
the moment when a mortal meets a god, and made it boring. Kale said nothing. He was filling out Form 19D, Extended Call Analysis. I don't understand you, the demon continued. I've corrupted chapter masters. I've broken inquisitors. I've seduced entire worlds, but you aren't resisting me. You're not even fighting. You're just processing, like I'm data, like I'm nothing. Is there anything else I can help you with today? Kale asked. I could kill you right now. I could stop your heart with a thought. I could burst every blood vessel in your brain. I could make you experience every pain sensation your nervous system is capable of generating all at once. I'll need to file that as a threat against personnel. Can you provide your employee ID number for the report? I don't have an employee ID number. I am a demon. I am perfection. I am excess. I am... Without proper identification, I cannot process threats through official channels. Would you like to create a temporary ID for you? It will take approximately 6 to 8 business days. Hour 21. The ship lurched. Kale felt it in his bones, the familiar sensation of real space asserting itself. Warp transit was ending. The Geller field was stabilizing. The bubble of reality was solidifying. The demon felt it too. No, no! I've spent 21 hours on this. I've invested 21 hours of effort into corrupting you. I will not leave empty-handed. Give me your recognition. Give me your acknowledgement. Give me your... Your call may be monitored for quality assurance purposes. Is there anything else I can assist you with today? Yes, acknowledge me. Just once. Just say my name. Section 34, paragraph 7. Never acknowledge unauthorized callers by name or title. I'm sorry, caller, but that would violate protocol. However, I can offer you a reference number for this interaction. Your reference number is 4782. You can use this for any follow-up calls. I don't want a reference number. I want... The ship shuddered. Full real space translation. The warp's grip broke. The demon's voice rose to a shriek. I will remember you! I will find you again! This isn't over! Thank you for calling Vox Operations, Kale said, his hand moving automatically through the disconnection sequence. Have a blessed day. The line went dead. Perfect silence.
Kale sat in his chair, blood crusting on his face, and marked the final checkbox on Form 19D. Calls successfully completed. Then his body remembered it was supposed to die. He'd lost approximately 40% of his blood through his nose, eyes, and ears. His brain had suffered 17 microstrokes. 3 of his ribs had cracked from the psychic pressure. His heart had stopped twice and restarted on its own. He slumped forward onto his console, pencil still in hand. The tally board on the wall read, "Days without someone screaming at me, 0." The rescue team found him 6 hours later. They'd cut through 3 layers of debris to reach the communications deck. The demonic incursion had transformed most of the ship into a nightmare landscape. Flesh walls, screaming corridors, rooms where geometry no longer made sense. But the Vox chamber was untouched. When they breached the door, they found Kale exactly as he died, slumped over his console, headset still on, pencil still in his dead hand. His face was a mask of dried blood. His eyes were empty,
and every surface in the chamber, walls, floor, ceiling, console, had been scratched with the same words over and over in letters that seemed to be carved with claws. Caller number 4782, please hold. The rescue team's leader, a veteran sergeant with 20 years of void combat, took one look at the scene and voxed the captain. Sir, we found a survivor, sort of. You need to see this. The vox logs were intact, automatically recorded, standard protocol. 22 hours, 14 minutes, 37 seconds of conversation. Inquisitor Marchin arrived within 3 days. She listened to the entire recording, all 22 hours, without breaks. When it was done, she sat in silence for 17 minutes. Then she spoke 4 words that would define the next century of inquisitorial doctrine regarding demonic encounters. Classify this as exemplary devotion. Her subordinate, a junior interrogator, made the mistake of asking a question. But, my lady, he didn't invoke the Emperor once. He showed no faith, no courage, no... He showed perfect resistance, not because of belief, but because of complete absence. He had nothing for the demon to corrupt, because there was nothing there. Do you understand? The demon tried to seduce a process. It tried to corrupt procedure, and procedure cannot be corrupted because procedure does not care. But is that exemplary devotion or what it is, Marchin said coldly, is effective. And effectiveness is devotion by another name. Now classify the report and seal it. Vermilion black. No one discusses this ever.
The Eternal Vigil had lost 847 crew members. Only one survived. Kyle Thorne, Vox Operator 3rd Class. The Inquisition's investigation took 6 months. They interviewed the survivor, or tried to. Kyle had been dead for 6 hours before the ship's Medicaid staff succeeded in resuscitating him. His brain had been without oxygen for most of that time. The fact that he could still speak was considered miraculous by the biologist adepts. The fact that all he would say was, "I was just doing my job," was considered something else, entirely. Inquisitor Marchin conducted 17 interviews, each one identical. How did you resist the daemon? I followed the manual page by page, that's all. What gave you the strength? No strength was required. I followed procedure. Did you feel the Emperor's protection? No. Did you feel fear? No. What did you feel? Nothing. I've been in customer service for 8 years. This was just another difficult caller. The Inquisition didn't believe him, couldn't believe him. There had to be something, some hidden faith, some secret technique, some divine intervention. They performed 17 different tests, psychic probes, truth serums, Auspex scans. All of them returned the same result. Kyle Thorne was telling the truth. He had survived through complete emotional absence. Customer service had already killed his soul. The daemon had been trying to corrupt something that was already gone. Not empty from chaos, empty from bureaucracy. The theological implications kept the Ecclesiarchy's highest councils in debate for 3 years. Eventually, they reached a consensus. Classify Thorne's survival as heretical, but don't execute him. The Emperor worked in mysterious ways. Perhaps this was one of them. Or perhaps it was just convenient, because the alternative, that faith wasn't necessary, that the Emperor's protection mattered less than proper procedure, was too dangerous to acknowledge.
Kael Thorne was promoted to Vox Operator Second Class. A 3% salary increase, 47 additional thrones per month. He was assigned to a new ship. Same duty, same chamber, same chair, same console, same headset. On his first day, he updated his tally board. Days without a daemon screening at me, 1. He was very proud of that streak. It was the longest he had in years. The Vox logs from the Eternal Vigil were classified as training material. New Vox operators across the fleet were required to listen to selected portions. 10 hours of content, carefully edited to remove the explicitly demonic elements. The trainees weren't told what they were hearing. They were simply informed it was an example of difficult caller management in extreme circumstances. Most of them couldn't tell the difference between Kael's interaction with the daemon and his interactions with angry deck chiefs, requisitions officers, or frustrated cargo handlers. The tone was identical. The responses were identical. The absolute mechanical indifference was identical. One trainee asked her instructor, "Is this supposed to be the daemon or the deck chief in the third hour?" The instructor checked her notes. "The daemon." "Why?" "Just checking. They sounded the same." The fleet's chief training officer received a commendation for the program's effectiveness. Vox operator job satisfaction decreased by 23%, but efficiency increased by 31%. The Administratom considered this an acceptable trade. Kael returned to his work. 200 calls per day. Complaints, emergencies, the occasional actual emergency disguised as a complaint. He followed procedure. He transferred calls. He put people on hold. He filled out forms. And somewhere in the warp, a daemon of Slaanesh told its story to the other servants of the Dark Prince, warned them, described the horror of 22 hours spent navigating phone trees, listening to hold music, and being treated as nothing more than caller number 4782. The other daemons didn't believe it at first, until they heard the recording. Even in the warp, where time had no meaning and suffering was currency, there existed forms of torment too terrible to contemplate. Customer service was one of them.
The Vox logs remain in the archives, classified, sealed, marked with warnings that reading them constitutes exposure to demonic influence. But the warnings are unnecessary, because anyone who listens to all 22 hours will learn what the demon learned, that there are fates worse than damnation. That there are voids deeper than the warp. That there exists a form of death that requires no killing, merely patience, procedure, and 8 years of customer service.
Kale Thorne was promoted to Vox Operator Second Class, 47 additional thrones per month, the cost of defeating a demon of Slaanesh. The Administratum filed it under Routine Personnel Adjustment. The demon filed it under Unfinished Business. Kale Thorne filed it under Another Day, Another Call. His tally board currently reads, Days Without a Demon Screaming at Me, 47. He's very proud of that streak. His widow never received the bereavement notification when he died, 3 years late. The form was lost in processing. The lesson is written in the ledger of the lost. Not every hero carries a bolter. Sometimes the greatest act of defiance is to fill out your forms while the galaxy burns around you. To choose nothing. To be nothing. To starve a god through pure, weaponized apathy. Kale Thorne saved his soul by having nothing left worth saving. And in this galaxy of infinite horrors, where every moment is war and every choice feeds the darkness, perhaps that is the most terrible truth of all. That the only escape from the game is to stop being a player, to become a thing, a process, a voice that responds but never connects, a person who exists but does not live. The Imperium teaches that in the Emperor's name, humanity endures, but Kale Thorne taught something else, that sometimes endurance isn't victory. It's just procedure.